Concordia Cobbers open MIAC playoff action tonight against the Gustavus Gusties, a team that they have beaten twice during the regular season. Before we get into that, the Cobbers finished up their regular season with an impressive style with a win over Bethel. On Saturday, Sarah Sipek joins us now in our Cobber pregame show. A nice way to finish the year and against a team that really had upset on their mind.
They did. They really came out with really high emotion, and we had some emotion too, being senior day. But Bethel had nothing to lose their last ball game, and they just had to play hard, and they kept us, you know, they kept us on our toes a little bit, and they stayed in the ball game till probably about midway through the second half. They have some good young kids that, you know, they're going to be good next year. They don't have any seniors. Just like we've talked about, this league is going to be great next year too, because a lot of teams are young.
When you take a look at the numbers that came up for Concordia by the end of the day, Sarah Spears had to have been considered one of her best efforts with 16 points and 18 rebounds, and one of the four seniors that really had an outstanding finish to their regular season.
Spears really got after it. 18 rebounds is remarkable. It jumped her up to, she finished third in the league in rebounding. Some other marks that were made on Saturday, Sarah Jacobson bumped herself up to be third in assists in the league. Brandy Myers finished second behind Laura Jacobson scoring. The seniors had a great night. Steph Loesch was in double digits too, which was good to see her. And you know, it was good for us to have that ball game after the St. Ben's game to kind of see where our character was and going into tonight.
That sets the tone against a team that you have beaten twice during the regular season. Of course, every coach will tell you it's always tough to beat a team a third time.
Yeah. Tonight we need to set the tone. We need to set the tempo right away, just like Bethel and everybody else. Gustavus, you know, is looking to come in here to our home court, and I think our kids are ready. We had a great practice last night, and some of them are here early today, and the excitement's there. I think they know what they're capable of doing if we put it all together. And you know, Gustavus is a team that we need to come out right away on. We cannot come out flat.
Gustavus has the biggest team in the league, and yet you've been able to get some things done inside by balancing things off with an outside game.
We have. You know, our offense has really been good against Gustavus tonight. Hopefully we can execute it a little bit more. The one good thing that we have advantage on with their big kids is we're quicker. They're bigger than us, but our inside kids are quicker. We can run on them and, you know, beat them down the floor with Katrina Wilberts and Sarah Spears, and that's where we've had success in the past two games. And Casey Bosto, she goes inside and is not afraid of those big kids, like she's done all year.
Sarah Sipek with us on our pregame show, Concordia head basketball coach. We'll be back with more from the Cobber Fieldhouse after this timeout. Tonight, the Concordia Cobbers and the Gustavus Gusties in women's basketball opening up MIAC playoff action. Twice during the season, the Gusties and the Cobbers met. Gusties coming up short on both ends of those. Mickey Haller joins us now in our pregame show. Mickey, as you take a look at how those games transpired and what took place in this, knowing that you lost by double figures in both games, what might make the difference tonight?
Well, I think what we've been trying to do in the last couple of games that we've had about the last 2 weeks or so is we've been trying to take the ball at the team a little better. Other teams, Concordia does a great job of that. They take it to us, they penetrate, they take it right in for a layup. We haven't been doing that very well, and I think we're doing that better now. I also think after meeting them twice, not playing very consistent, I think the girls are ready for this.
Obviously, with the tallest team in the league, there are some obvious points that you have to work with.
Right, absolutely. We our goal is to try to get the ball inside. Everyone knows that. So they sag in, they cut that off, and then it comes down to our perimeter, who have not really shot the ball very much in the past, although I'd say the last 2 weeks they've done a great job. So,
as you take a look at how the league finished this year, are you surprised at how the teams finished up?
Not really. I think the top, especially the top four spots, were really tight, close races. I think Carleton, St. Thomas, Ben's, they're all, you know, they're great teams, and I think Carleton has done a great job with their program. I'm kind of happy for Tammy that she ended up second, but I think it's been kind of fun to watch how tight the race between the top four and then even for the fifth and sixth spot has been.
With this game on tap here tonight, the other game in the quarterfinal round has St. Mary's at St. Ben's. A lot of people are wondering about that one.
All right. St. Mary's, as you know, just beat Concordia at their place about a week ago, and they met St. Ben's on Saturday and were lost by only six. So I think Kim's got her team playing pretty tough, and I think that'll be a tough matchup for Ben's.
So you take a look at some of the key points for tonight's game. We've already talked about your advantage inside. Will that determine the outcome?
I hope so. I think we do have two of the top posts. I think I think Sarah Spears is a great post. I think Katie Basso does a nice job. I think Concordia's got some great posts, but I have a lot of faith in Trisha Niebuhr and Kelly Etzel. I think that they have proven over time and time again that if we can get the ball to them, they can score, then we can take charge.
Nikki Haller with us on our pregame show tonight from the Cobber Fieldhouse at Concordia College. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
Here's a look at our starting lineups for tonight's game for the Gusties. Head coach Mickey Haller in her first year, 14-10, and 11-10 in the MIAC, averaging 68.5 points per game and 63.5 given up. Gusties shoot the ball decently at 43% from the floor. Good defensive unit, limiting their opponents to less than 40%. In fact, less than 38% in field goal shooting. Trisha Liu at 5'3 and a senior, averaging 3.5 points per game. Carrie Willis at 5'8 and a junior, averages 6 points a game. Jessica Hogan with the start tonight at 5'7 and a senior from Fulda, averaging 1.5. Did not play against the Cobbers in two previous meetings. Kelly Etzel, we should say that Jessica Hogan did not score in two previous meetings. Kelly Etzel, a 6'2 sophomore, averaging 14 points, leading the scorers for Gustavus and second in rebounding with 7 per game. Had 12 in the first meeting at St. Peter and 16 in the second meeting against the Cobbers in Moorhead. And rounding things out for the Gusties tonight, Trisha Niebuhr at 6'4 and a senior from Gibbon. 12 points per game, 8.5 rebounds per game average. Has 57 blocked shots this season. And that's a look at the Gustie lineup. Liu, Willis, Hogan, Etzel, and Niebuhr. For the Cobbers, under head coach Sarah Sipek, 18-6. And finishing MIAC play at 16-5 in fourth place. Cobbers average 74 points per game. Give up an average of 63. Cobbers don't mind shooting the three-pointer. They have 111. While the Gusties have but 53, and there lies the major difference between the two teams. The Gusties are post-dominated. The Cobbers not afraid to go outside. Brandy Myers, averaging 16.5 points a game outside, is the Cobbers' leading scorer. She has 55 three-pointers. One more for Brandy Myers will not only set a new school record, but a new league record. Right now is tied with former Cobber Kathy Johnson at 162 career three-pointers. Brandy Myers needs one more. Sarah Jacobson at 5'10 and a senior, averages 5.5 points a game. Steph Loesch, one of four seniors for the Cobbers, averages 5.5. Katrina Wilberts averages 7. She is a sophomore. And Sarah Spears at 12.5 points and 8.5 rebounds per game, rounding out the Cobbers starting five. Sarah Spears is coming off an all-conference performance in the regular season closeout with 16 points and 18 rebounds against Bethel this past Saturday. So for the Cobbers, it's Myers and Jacobson, Loesch, Wilberts, and Spears. And we're just about ready to get this game underway. Cobbers are dressed in their home standing whites, and the Gusties will take the court dressed in their traveling black with gold numbers and trim. Cobbers will send Katrina Wilberts in to jump center, and the Cobbers will go right to left as we look on. The Gusties line things up. They'll have Kerry Willis on the near side. And jumping center is Trisha Niebuhr at 6'4". She's got a solid 6 inches advantage on Katrina Wilberts. And Niebuhr tips it into the backcourt where it's picked up by Trisha Liu. And we're underway. Into the front court, Liu working against Steph Loesch. Around to the near side to Kerry Willis. Then back into the high post for Trisha Niebuhr. Quick pass off to the far side. Then back out on top for Liu. Her three-pointer is up and good. Trisha Liu with a three-pointer opens the scoring, and Gustavus leads it 3-0. Back up court. Cobbers with their first possession. Sarah Jacobson off to the near corner. Then the pass inside is deflected up and away and out of bounds. It came away from Trisha Niebuhr. Cobbers are trying to get the ball inside to Sarah Spears, but the pass was high thrown, and Niebuhr deflected it out of bounds. Sarah Jacobson triggers it into play to the far corner for Brandy Myers. Works it around the arc. Myers with a drive, stopping short, gives it off for Steph Loesch on top for the tie. It's up, it's good! Steph Loesch with a three-pointer to tie the game. We're just underway from the Cobber Fieldhouse. Loesch tight one-on-one with Trisha Liu. The pass off to the far side against Laura Haugen. To the near side, here's the look in. Liu gives it underneath. The reach and the deflection and the foul. Let's see, it's either on Wilberts or Loesch. As both went after the deflection, it is on Steph Loesch. Game's first foul. Ball will be put in play. Laura Haugen, 5'9" freshman. We gave you an incorrect starter. And here's a steal by Sarah Spears. And the Cobbers have it back again. Spears on the steal. Into the front court, off to the far side. Here's the lob underneath. Katrina Wilberts gets loose, puts it high up off the glass, gets her own rebound. She's fouled on the putback. And Katrina Wilberts will go to the line. So the Cobbers getting the ball first into Spears on the first possession, then out on a kick pass. Now inside to Katrina Wilberts, and she'll shoot free throws. Trisha Liu picking up the foul. We incorrectly gave you Jessica Hogan. It should have been Laura Haugen as the starter tonight for the Gusties at 5'9", and a freshman from St. Paul. Wilberts at the line, makes the free throw. And Concordia leads it now 4-3. Wilberts is a 70% free throw shooter on the year, 32 of 46. Makes the second one as well. And Concordia has come up with 5 unanswered points after the three-pointer by Gusties' Trisha Liu. Out of the backcourt, Liu will bring it up court. Steph Loesch again matching up one-on-one with her. Here's the pass into the high post. Kelly Etzel looking back door. Dribbles off, then delivers near side. Lining up, Laura Haugen put the shot up to the rim. It comes off the backside, and a foul on an eighth. Someone pushed off, trying to chase down the loose ball. Concordia will have the ball back. Kelly Etzel picks up the foul. Her first, team second. Wilberts will inbound. Sarah Jacobson out of the backcourt. We'll bring it up, working against Laura Haugen. Now between the circles, Jacobson picks up her dribble. Delivers back to your side for Steph Loesch. She's guarded tightly by Willis. Back to Jacobson, up to the top of the key to Brandi Myers. Liu is on her. Now the pass underneath for Spears. Gets loose. She's pushed as she turned the corner at the baseline. And Concordia will have the ball in play after the Gusty foul. Trisha Niebuhr picks up her first. Sarah Jacobson, one of 4 graduating seniors for the Cobbers, will put it in play. The long pass comes in, got through it, tipped out, and scrambled after. Cobbers turn it over. Picked up by Kerry Willis. Gives it back now for Trisha Liu, and the Gusties have it. Fake off to the left by Willis, then stepping back and shooting. The long try won't go. A rebound tipped out by Katrina Wilberts. She looks up court and throws it away. She spotted Brandi Myers breaking into the front court. And her pass, just a bit off, was taken back by Gustavus. Here comes Kerry Willis all the way down. Gets the screen, fades back, shoots it off the glass. It spins out. Comes right back down to the floor. Kelly Etzel puts it back up and misses. Rebound backside by Kerry Willis. She scoops it off the glass. It won't go. Rebound put back in by Etzel. So the Gusties stay with it, hang on, and tie the game at 5. 2.5 minutes into play. Off to the far side, Cobbers bring it into the front court. Loesch back out on top for Sarah Spears. Back to the near left side. Here's the look in by Sarah Jacobson. Trying to get it in for Wilberts. Then the pass out on top. Brandi Myers. Then she becomes the all-time three-point field goal shooter in the MIAC. Brandi Myers, a three-pointer. 163 on her career. 56 this season. And it's 8-5 Concordia. Back up court. Here's the pass near side for Laura Haugen. Then the pass way out on top. The drop pass underneath for Kelly Etzel, who was wide open. These teams playing with great intensity, starting the game, and it's 8-7 Concordia. Spears gives it off to Steph Loesch, and she'll sprint ahead of Trisha Liu into the front court. Cobbers with a one-point lead. Working it back out on top for Brandi Myers. Had it deflected, reaches down, picks it up. Myers spinning away. She'll take it all the way down. Gets her shot up. It's deflected. Back to the floor. Scrambled after and picked up by Kerry Willis. Cobbers on the turnover, their third. Willis in trouble in the backcourt, trying to get it off for Liu. She's still in trouble. Now the long pass out to the far side, picked up by Laura Haugen. And the Gusties are quickly in the front court. Stopping, shooting, neighbor, shooting good. The Cobbers nearly forced a turnover in the backcourt. And now great pressure applied, but Haugen misses on the layup. And they give it off to Sarah Jacobson. Cobbers now trailing at 9-8. Jacobson long pass far side for Steph Loesch, who lines it up and shoots a three. Steph Loesch, second three-pointer. And the Cobbers regain the lead at 11-9. Concordia's third three-pointer. 114 on the season for Concordia. Along the near side, Laura Haugen drives, gets to the lane, and is fouled as she tries to push a shot up. She'll get 2 free throws. And the foul underneath goes to Sarah Jacobson of Concordia, her first. It puts the Gusties at the line with 15:42 to go. Stepping in is Laura Haugen, 5'9 freshman from St. Paul, averaging 7 points per game, is a 67% free throw shooter, 27 of 40 on the year. Laura Haugen did not score in the first game, had 7 against the Cobbers just a couple of weeks ago, and misses on the front end. First substitution of the day brings Casey Bosto and Mandy Bergman into the Cobber lineup. Back up at the line, Laura Haugen makes the free throw. She's got her first and brings Gustavus within one at 11-10. 15:40 remaining. Brandy Myers into the front court, gives it off to Mandy Bergman, the junior from Dassel Cokato. Between the circles, off to the far side, Myers drops it down low, Spears jumping her way loose, gives it underneath, and the shot up by Bergman is fouled. And Mandy Bergman will go to the line. Sarah Spears spotting Mandy Bergman open at the baseline. And Laura Haugen picking up the foul. And Mandy Bergman steps to the line. 8.5 points per game. 71% free throw shooter. And the free throw is up and good. So Mandy Bergman gives the Cobbers a 2-point lead and has a chance back at the line for one more. Bieber and Etzel under the glass as Bergman's free throw spins off the backside. No good that time. Rebound comes away. Up court pass, Laura Haugen, and quickly across the midcourt line. Haugen with the dribble, spinning away from Bergman. Takes it all the way down, gets the screen, fades back, shoots it off the glass and in. Laura Haugen with the field goal has 3 on the day. And this game is all tied up at 12. We are just about 5 minutes into play. Here's Steph Loesch out on top for Casey Bosto. Working. Back to the near side for Loesch. Then to the near corner. There's a lob underneath for Spears. Getting loose. Head faking. Shot blocked. Deflected out. Picked up by Spears. Outside the arc to Bergman. Around the perimeter far side for Loesch. 8 seconds to shoot. There's Casey Bosto. A swing hook shot up that got to the rim and bounced away to the baseline. And a whistle stops play. We've got a foul coming. Laura Haugen has picked up her second foul. And the Cobbers will have it in play with 14:47 to go. Game all tied up at 12. Claire Mielke into the lineup now from Stillwater, a freshman at 5'5". At the baseline, Brandy Myers looking underneath, nothing open. Then lobbing it back out for Sarah Spears. Drops it inside for Bosto. She snakes her way loose and is fouled. Will go to the line. Casey Bosto in the post stands at 5'8". And she gives away a solid 8 inches to Trisha Niebuhr and 6 inches to Kelly Etzel, but she has a quick first step. Ends up shooting a lot of free throws. 101 attempts on the year for Casey Bosto, and she's an 82% free throw shooter. She has 2 coming here. Niebuhr's second foul and a miss by Casey Bosto. And with this break, Kelly Van Norman checks in, the 6-foot first-year player from Roseville. Back at the line, Casey Bosto. And the right-hander pushes this one up. It's good, making 1 of 2. Concordia regains the lead at 13-12. This one has been closely played right from the get-go. Out of the backcourt, Trisha Liu brings it in with Loesch on her. Cobbers stay 1-to-1, player-to-player defense. Round to the top of the lane. Here's a look in by Kerry Willis. And then underneath, the ball got stripped away, rolling out of bounds. Cobbers last touched it. And Gustavus will put it in play at the baseline. Kerry Willis, ready to handle it in as the Gusties line pack in 4 players along the left side of the lane. They break off from that, and the bouncer comes in for Kelly Etzel. Back out now to Trisha Liu. Between the circles, Liu bounces it in, lost it, tipped away. Brandy Myers has the steal. Long pass up court. Sarah Spears gets loose, knocked the ball away, and it goes out of bounds. Back to Gustavus. Sarah Spears, for a moment, had a full stride on the Gusties, but it quickly closed. And as she tried to work up a shot, it was deflected. She tried to bring it back onto the floor and tipped it out. So the Gusties up court, trailing it by 1. Off to the far side, Kerry Willis. Into the top of the lane for Kelly Van Norman. And the pass down low is deflected and knocked away by Sarah Spears. Up court to Mandy Bergman, and timeout taken by Concordia. That stops play. We've got a break. With 13:50 to go on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard, it's Concordia 13 and Gustavus 12. 13:50 to go, 13-12. Cavers with a one-point lead, putting it in play. Sarah Jacobson back on the floor, handles it in. Gives it off to Mandy Bergen. Cavers are in the front court. Off to Sarah Spears, right side. She's been averaging more than 30 minutes of playing time each game this year. Here's Mandy Bergen with a pass out on top for Spears. Halfway through the shot clock. Backdoor pass, Mandy Bergen, floater, baseline shot is good. Bergen with the field goal now has three, and Concordia has a three-point lead at 15-12. And as close as this first half has been played, that's a big lead. Here's Mielke, out between the circles, and then returning off to the far side. Back out on top now to Kate Sandvik. Back around the perimeter. Willis pass off to Mielke. Lines one up, shot in a hurry, deflected down, and it's picked up by Brandy Myers. She'll lead the way up court. She gets the step. Come up short on the shot. Rebound pulled in by Kelly Van Norman. Back come the Gusties. Along the near side for Kerry Willis. Drops it inside. It's deflected, but picked up. Back out to Willis. Out on top. In and out. No good. Rebound pulled in by Casey Basto. Cobbers have it back up court. 15-12 the lead for Concordia. Here's Brandy Myers just outside the line. The shot won't go. It is halfway down. Spinning loose. Spears rebound. Gives it off to Basto. Left hands it up. Basket is good. And Basto goes to the line. Casey Basto now has three. And Sarah Spears picking up the offensive rebound. Dished underneath for Casey Basto, who was moving in. She twisted one up off the glass. And she has a free throw coming. Katrina Wilberts is back in the lineup now for Spears. 17-12, the Cobbers have worked up a five-point lead. It's the biggest for either team here in the first half. Meanwhile, Basto, a moment ago, one of two from the line, will shoot one here. A long look up, sophomore from Fargo South. Basto's free throw on its way, good. Basto now with four. Cobbers have come up with six unanswered points and lead it 18-12. Both teams making substitutions now with Wilberts already in the lineup for Concordia. Meanwhile, Kate Sandvik brings it into the front court as Trisha Niebuhr has returned to the playing floor. Here's the ball deflected out of bounds by Katrina Wilberts. The officials say it was deflected out by Wilberts. And so Kerry Willis will put it in play right in front of the Concordia bench. Slap of the ball by Willis and the look. The pass comes in for Trisha Niebuhr. Quick toss down to the far side. Here's Claire Mielke. Pass deflected by Brandy Myers and picked up by Kate Sandvik of Gustavus. Into the corner. Toss into the post and down low. A quick turnaround shot on the rim. Shot won't go. Rebound Wilberts. Cobbers have it back. Puts the ball on the floor and heads up court. Off to Brandy Myers. Back out now to Mandy Bergen. Cobbers set their offense with a six-point lead. Round to the near side for Sarah Jacobson. Trying to work it in. Here's Jacobson. Pass to the back door. Bergen had it deflected. Double tries, and again it won't go. Loose ball picked up by Kelly Van Norman. And Gustavus Height is dominating that end of the floor. Back up court. Kerry Willis, and now the push-away foul will go to Brandy Myers. With a hand check, the foul to Myers, her first. Play has stopped with 11:46 to go. Trisha Steinborn gets her first playing time of the evening. Freshman from Jamestown, North Dakota, checking in. From the side court, Kerry Willis tosses it out to Trisha Liu. The Gusties down by six in the offensive end. Here's the pass near side for Willis. Into the top of the lane for Trisha Niebuhr. Then back near side. Willis on the look. Back out. Here's Haugen lining it up. Rifling one off the rim. Rebound backside. Foul is called. Spears and Wilberts going after the ball. Kelly Van Norman also trying to chase it down. The foul goes to Concordia's Sarah Spears. And that's her first. And so the Gusties will have it in play. Cobbers still have three fouls to give before the bonus. The Gusties have already put the Cobbers into that department. Here's Trisha Liu. Long pass down low. Quick turnaround. Shot is short. Rebound. Katrina Wilberts leads it up for Mandy Bergen. She'll catch up to it. One dribble, one stride. Shot miss. Rebound pulled in by Spears. She tried again, and that's blocked away. A shot blocked by Trisha Niebuhr. And here come the Gusties. All the way up court for Haugen. Fading back off the glass and in. Five and a half for Laura Haugen. That breaks a six-point count to run, and it's 18-14. Concordia the ball in a four-point lead. Here's Mandy Bergeron, way outside the arc, looking off to Wilberts, then deep into the far right corner. Down low, Sarah Jacobson to Wilberts, free throw line shot, hard off the glass, clunking away to the floor, rolling loose, saved by Sarah Jacobson to Mandy Bergeron on top, and it missed. Rebound grabbed away by Katrina Wilberts, taking it back, rifling it back out to Spears, and the Cobbers will set it up and start over. Here's Trisha Steinborn, back into the far right corner for Jacobson. Looking and holding, the pass inside for Wilberts, spinning and twisting away, but well defended, and her bounce pass out is stolen. A reach down by Kelly Van Norman to take the bounce pass away. And the Gusties, now trailing by four, have the ball. Into the high post for Trisha Niebuhr. Back on the near side for Willis. Get loose. Jump steps down the lane. Shot short. Miss. Rebound. Jacobson. Cobbers have it. On the run. Near side pass. Spears. One step. One dribble. Down she goes. On the rim and in. Sarah Spears dribbling with the right, left hand. Whipped to the right hand on the layup. Nearly put too much spin on it. But gets her first field goal. And the Cobbers are back to a six-point lead at 20-14. Here's a reach-in tap foul by Trisha Steinborn, her first. We're past the halfway mark in the first half. Brandi Myers and Steph Loesch back into the Cobber lineup. And the Gusties bring Heidi Kaufman in, a senior from Roseville. Heidi Kaufman getting her first playing time. And we will pick up the action when we return. There's a timeout at the Cobber Fieldhouse with 9:52 to go on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. Concordia 20, Gustavus 14. Play resumes at the Cobber Fieldhouse in Moorhead. The inbound pass tapped out of bounds by Trisha Steinborn. Gustavus will try it again, closer to the midcourt line. Concordia has worked up a six-point lead at 20-14. Gustavus a moment ago had cut it to four. Cobber's got an answer to that on their next possession. Now the Gusties into the front court with a pass on the far left side to Heidi Kaufman. Back out on top, Trisha Niebuhr looks in. Back up to the near side for Lou. She'll bring it out on top, then drop it down low. Spinning, twisting underneath. Kelly Van Norman throws the pass out on top. Gustavus working the ball as well as we have seen them in the two games against Concordia. Put a pass inside for Van Norman. Her shot misses. Spears has the rebound. Concordia back up court with a long pass for Brandi Myers. Lobs it down low for Sarah Jacobson. Then back out on top. They'll set it up again. Gustavus into a... back out on the near side. Into a floating zone. Pass to the baseline for Sarah Jacobson. Down low for Spears to the left hand. Layup is good. Spears now with four, and Concordia takes its biggest lead. They've gone on a 10-2 run on Gustavus and lead it 22-14. 9 minutes to go in the first half. Here's the pass near side for Van Norman, then back out on top. Back to Van Norman out of the near corner. Big jump step down low for Trisha Niebuhr, and she banks it in. Trisha Niebuhr now with four. 22-16. Concordia into the front court, leading it by six. Here's Trisha Steinborn to Sarah Jacobson to the far corner. Quickly back out on top. Jacobson drops it down low. Spears was open again, but quickly closed down by Trisha Niebuhr, who reached over the top and blocked the layup try by Spears. Niebuhr has already three, maybe four block shots here in the first half. Here's a lob pass down low. Quick turnaround by Van Norman, shooting too hard. Rebound put up, and a foul called will send Laura Haugen to the line. Concordia foul with 8:14 to go. Trisha Steinborn has picked up her second. Mandy Bergeron is ready to check in after the first free throw attempt by Haugen, who is one of two tonight. And the free throw is good. Haugen with six leads Gustavus scoring. And Haugen averaging just 7 points a game. Back at the line, Haugen's free throw is up and good. She now has seven, and it's 22-18. Concordia with a four-point lead and 8:11 to go. Mandy Bergeron into the front court. Long pass to your side. Steph Loesch will step back and shoot the three. It's in. It's out. It's on the rim. It's out. To the near side, Spears. And then the foul was called. Sarah Spears had the foul, had it knocked away. She went after it and picked up the foul. And for Sarah Spears, her second. That stops play and will take the walk up court to shoot free throws. Gustavus down by four sends Heidi Kaufman to the line and a chance to cut the deficit in half. This already has a completely different flavor from the first two games these teams played. Kaufman lining it up. Free throw is hard off the back rim. No good. Rebound comes back out. Kaufman has it just inside the arc. Misses the 18-footer. The rebound comes to Sarah Jacobson. Connors in transition. Send it off to Steph Lowe. She drives and shoots the layup too hard. Comes off to Kaufman. And the Gusties head back up court. Still down by four. Along the far left side, Trisha Liu. Brings it into the post, drops it underneath. Kelly Etzel with a twist elbow, puts it off and in. Kelly Etzel now with six, 22-20. And the Gusties have six unanswered points. At the top of the lane, bouncer in for Sarah Jacobson. Spinning left, spinning right, puts it home. To the left hand, Sarah Jacobson has her first two. Concordia back to a four-point lead now at 24-20. St. Mary's is at St. Ben's. They played to end the regular season on Saturday. And they are also playing today in St. Joseph as they start MIAC playoff. The Gusties on a miss. The Cobbers on the rebound. Up court. To give off to Jacobson to the near corner from Meyer. She's alone. She shoots. The three try missing. Rebound pulled in by Heidi Kaufman. Back come the Gusties. All the way up court. Bouncing near side. And with 5 minutes left in the first half, at St. Ben's, the Blazers have a 12-point lead on St. Mary's. St. Ben's 36, St. Mary's 24 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. This game finds the Cobbers leading at 24-20 as Mandy Bergeron brings it into the front court. Pass along the far side. Then back out on top to Basto to the near left corner. Here's Bergeron with the drive, stepping up, shooting, blocked, fouled. The reach in by Kerry Willis. Willis has her first. And that foul sent Mandy Bergeron to the line for Concordia. Bergeron, one of two from the line, and a field goal has 3 points here in the first half. It's up, it's good. Bergeron now with four. Mandy Bergeron had 10 points against the Gusties in the game at St. Peter's, was injured and did not play here a couple of weeks ago. Bergeron makes the second free throw, and she has five on the night. Cobbers are back to a six-point lead at 26-20. Six and a half to play, first half. At midcourt, bouncer off to the far left side. Here's Kelly Etzel, holding, delivering it, back out on top. Haugen, near side, Willis, back out on top. Etzel drops it inside for Niebuhr. And they play off to the top of the lane. Here's a step-in shot from just inside the arc. Shot won't go. And Casey Basto pulls in the rebound for Concordia. Up to Loesch. To Bergeron. Far side for Jacobson. She has shot three-pointers this year and has made three. Here's Brandi Myers. She's left alone. Don't do that. Brandi Myers has a three. Her second of the half. And Concordia takes a 9-point lead. It's their biggest margin, and Gustavus takes a timeout. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. It's Concordia 29, Gustavus 20. With 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first half, you're listening to MIAC playoff action on 1660 KQWB West Fargo Fargo and KRBI St. Peter. Glad that you're with us for this first round of women's basketball playoff action. Into the front court comes Trisha Liu. Around the near side now for Kelly Etzel. Gusties on the attack. They have fallen behind by nine. Pass to the far side. Saved from going out of bounds by Haugen. Brings it all the way back to the near side. Stops short. Delivers it back out on top. Trisha Liu bounces it down low for Etzel. Turns and had the ball knocked out of bounds by Brandi Myers. So the Gusties at the baseline will put it into play. A moment ago was a two-point game, and the Cobbers then have scored seven unanswered points. Here's Trisha Niebuhr with a shot that's too hard. Rebound kicked to the floor, rolling out of bounds. Turned over by the Gusties. Both teams with four turnovers here in the first half. Concordia will put it in play, leading at 29-20. At midcourt, it's Steph Loesch. Backron, she'll drive, gets loose in the lane, stops short. Ball is kicked by Kelly Etzel. As Bergeron tried to bounce a pass off for Sarah Jacobson. And so the Cobbers will put it in at the baseline with Mandy Bergeron handling. The pass way out on top for Brandi Myers. Left alone, she'll shoot. This one is short. And the loose ball bouncing out of bounds. It came off the rebound, and so Gustavus will put it in. Brandi Myers trying to also get the award for best actress in this, as she took a little bump after the three-point try and fell hard to the floor without any further action, and the official catching on to it did not blow his whistle. 29-20. Here's a pass into the high post. Kelly Etzel turns, looks, gives it off. Here's a drive by Haugen, missed on the layup. Off to the near corner, picked up by Sarah Jacobson. Lead pass up court to Brandi Myers. She'll set it with a pass out on top. Back to the near side for Mandy Bergen. Gustavus going one-on-one, player-to-player defense. Here's a low skipper inside. Back out on top now to Jacobson. Looking in from high, lobs it down low for Brandi Myers. Way too deep. Gets it off on the near side. It rolls out of bounds back to Concordia. It was touched off the backside by Laura Haugen. And so with 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half, Concordia has built up a 9-point lead, putting it in play underneath their basket. Mandy Bergeron looking, throwing it way back out on top. It's deflected. Steph Loesch goes to pick it up, saves it at midcourt. Near side now for Bergeron. Time running short on the shot clock. Brandi Myers works loose. She'll put up the shot to the iron and deflected on the rebound all the way to the corner. Loesch stepped out of bounds as she threw it back in. The shot clock was ready to expire when Brandi Myers got the shot to the rim. And with the break, Kate Sandvig back into the Gustavus lineup, replacing Trisha Liu. 29-20. Concordia the lead, Gustavus the ball. Sandvig out of the backcourt. Bergeron on her. Sandvig first right, then left. Back to the near side, back to the far side. Carrie Willis from there drives. Stop short by Loesch, whistles the pass inside. It's deflected to the floor. Brandi Myers has twisted an ankle, and she is writhing in pain on the floor. Brandi Myers went up and deflected the ball, came down on the top of somebody else's foot, and is right now laying on the floor. And we've got an injury timeout here at the Cobber Fieldhouse with 4 minutes and 5 seconds left on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. It's Concordia 29 and Gustavus 20. We are just about ready to resume play. Brandi Myers is being helped by the trainers to the training room, and it has occurred with about 4 minutes to go here before the end of the first half. Going up for a loose ball coming down on top of a foot and twisting the ankle down to the floor. Brandi Myers in obvious pain, being helped off by the Concordia training staff. And as we come back onto the floor, the Cobber is now featuring Casey Bostel, Mandy Bergeron, Sarah Spears, Steph Loesch, and Sarah Jacobson. The gusty foul underneath on Jennifer Close, who is just into the game, picking up her first foul. And it sends Sarah Spears to the line. Free throw is in on the rim and then back in again. Spears now with 5. And Concordia, for the first time for either team, has built up a 10-point lead. Spears' second free throw spins off the backside. No good. Rebound Gustavus. They'll head up court. Here's Kate Sandvig working on Mandy Bergeron. Again, they play tag on the way up court. Deliver the pass back for Laura Haugen. Between the circles, back to the near side, Sandvig. Working off to the far side with a bounce pass for Kerry Willis. She works on Steph Loesch. Gets loose down to the baseline, delivers the pass underneath. Ball rolls to the floor. It's picked up. Coppers have it. Up court pass for Steph Loesch. Sandvig went for the steal, but Loesch comes up with it. Tries to line up a shot. There was no chance of it going in. All she needed was the shot attempt to end up at the free throw line. Jennifer Close has quickly picked up her second foul. And it sends Steph Loesch to the line. 2 3-pointers here in the first half for Steph Loesch. And has 2 free throws coming. It's on its way. It's off the backside. No good. Cobbers a 71% free throw shooting team this year, but have not shot that well here in the first half. And for this next defensive set, Trisha Steinborg is in the lineup along with Katrina Wilberts. Steph Loesch back at the line. Free throw on its way is good. Loesch makes 1 of 2. That gives her 7.5. Cobbers have come up with 9 unanswered points now and lead at 31-20. It hasn't been a big rush. It's been slow. And a solid defense. Here's a shot up by Jennifer Close. It spins off the iron to the baseline, out of bounds, back to Concordia. The Gusties are getting shots, not high percentage shots. Ill-advised shots, maybe. And the Cobbers are either picking up the loose ball or picking up the rebound. Here's Steinborn at midcourt. Tight one-on-one defense by Kate Sandvig, but Steinborn brings it off to the near side to Jacobson. Then back out on top. Wilberts goes back far side. Kate Sandvig on the bump foul with her first. Getting in too tight. Trisha Steinborn accepting the blow. And that will put her at the line shooting two. We're in the double bonus situation. That was not a shooting foul, but we're past the 10 foul mark here in the first half, and Trisha Steinborn steps to the line. Hasn't scored in limited playing time here and misses on the front end. Nine of 14, now 10 of 15 on the half for Concordia as Steinborn makes one of two. Trisha Niebuhr is back into the Gusty lineup now with less than 3 minutes to go in the first half. 32 to 20. The Cobbers have eased their way to a 12-point lead. Gusties have gone into a scoring slump. Down the stretch here in the first half. Around the perimeter, here's Kerry Willis bouncing it down low. Here's a turnaround shot up and good. Kelly Etzel now has eight, and that breaks the run by the Cobbers at 10, and it's 32-22. Concordia back up court with the ball in the lead. Here's Steinborn working between the circles, off to the near side. Jacobson works it inside for Spears. Back out on top for Wilberts. Nothing open down low. Back outside for Steinborn. Had a notion. Now 10 seconds to shoot. Loesch will launch. It's up. It's good. It's three. Steph Loesch, a three-pointer, her third of the half. That puts her in double figures on the night. And Concordia leads at 35-22. Off to the far side, Trisha Niebuhr gives it away to Kate Sandvig. She'll drive, and she's hand-checked, and she's fouled. Concordia foul on Trisha Steinborn, her third. That stops play with 2:01 to go. The Gusties have the single bonus coming. At the line, Kate Sandvig, a 68% free throw shooter. Mandy Bergwin is back in. Kate Basto is back in. Basto go underneath along with Wilberts. Two sophomores with senior Sarah Jacobson. And senior Steph Loesch with junior Mandy Bergen rounding things up for the Cobbers. And at the line, Kate Sandvig, a freshman, makes the free throw. And it's 35-23. A second free throw coming for Sandvig. Brandander puts this one up too hard. Kicks loose, comes off to the near side, out of bounds, and back to Gustavus. Is actually punched out of bounds by Sarah Jacobson. Trisha Liu is back into the Gusty lineup. From side court, Kerry Willis will handle it into play. Looking for someone open. Bouncer comes in, and it's tied up. Now on the backside of the play, a foul is called. Mandy Bergwin and Katrina Wilberts both collapsing in on the play. And the foul whistle down on Wilberts. That's her first. And 1:59 to go. And Gustavus is back at the line with Trisha Niebuhr. 4 points here in the first half on two field goals. Niebuhr's free throw is good. There was great intensity to the start of this game, but the longevity of the half and that intensity has waned for both teams. Here's a shot and a miss by Niebuhr. Rebound Wilberts. Cobbers at midcourt, leading 35-24. Pass far right side to Sarah Jacobson. On top for Basto, lobs it down low. Alley-oop is deflected down and turned over by Concordia. Here come the Gusties, trying to crunch inside of an 11-point deficit. On the near side, Trisha Liu with the dribble. Back out now between the circles for Kerry Willis. Off to the far side for Haugen. She'll set the three and it won't go. Rebound tipped by Basto right to Katrina Wilberts. And the Cobbers head up to midcourt. Sarah Jacobson steps it off to the far right side for Loesch. Drops it back for Jacobson at the baseline. Pounding her way underneath. Wide open, Casey Basto. Jacobson will get the assist. Basto with the basket now has six. And Concordia now with a 13-point lead at 37-24 as we approach 1 minute to go. Niebuhr gets loose, brings it back near side for Haugen. She'll drive down, stop short, fades it off the glass and in. Laura Haugen with nine to lead the Gusty scoring, and it's 37-26. Back up court, Sarah Jacobson of Concordia. Gusty stay one-on-one, player-to-player defense. On the near side, Mandy Bergen. Out on top, Wilberts works it far right side. Here's a look in by Jacobson. holding the ball high, gives it out on top for Lois. She'll try from there. It's on the rim. Rebound tipped off, and picked up by Laura Haugen. Here come the Gusties with 30 seconds to go. 4 seconds between game clock and shot clock. The long pass to Kelly Etzel to the baseline deep. Tipped off to the far side. Haugen picks it up. Tried to work it back inside. Finds Niebuhr. She quickly redirects. Shot missed. Etzel follows. Basket good. Kelly Etzel in double figures. 37-28. Cavs will head up court. 9 seconds left in the half. And Mandy Bergen brought the ball over the top for a traveling violation. 6 turnovers in the first half. There are many basketball purists that feel that the type of dribbling that goes on now is nothing short of a traveling violation on every possession. Here is Kerry Willis underneath to Etzel. Ball deflected down, and the F comes to an end. We've got a great one brewing here at the Cobber Fieldhouse as the teams head to the locker room on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. At halftime, it's Concordia 37, Gustavus 28. From the Cobber Fieldhouse, halftime, teams are in the locker room. Concordia leading it by 9 at 37-28. Gustavus had pulled within 2 at 22-20 before the Cobbers went on a 10-point run. Led it by 12 at that point. Cobbers eventually taking it to 13 at 35-22. But the Gusties outscored the Cobbers down the stretch 6-2. This first half has not been without its tense moments, however, as the Cobbers lost leading player, leading scorer, and leading playmaker Brandy Myers, twisting an ankle. We have not seen her return to the floor, and she is still being tended to in the locker room, leaving the game with 2 3-pointers and 6 points at the half. For the Gusties, Trisha Liu with 3, Kate Sandvig with 1, Trisha Niebuhr with 5, Laura Haugen and Kelly Etzel lead the way for the Gusties. Haugen with 9 and Etzel with 10. The Gusties with 1 3-pointer in the first half, that by Trisha Liu, and made 5 out of 9 free throws. For the Cobbers, 6 from Brandy Myers, 1 point from Trisha Steinborn, 2 from Jacobson, 5 from Bergren, 2 from Katrina Wilberts, 5 from Spears, 6 from Bosto, and the Cobbers' leading scorer is Steph Loesch with 10 on 3 3-pointers and a free throw conversion. Cobbers have 5 3-pointers in the first half and are 10 of 15 from the line. You're listening to MIAC playoff basketball action from the Cobber Fieldhouse halftime on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. It's Concordia 37 and... The Gusties had 6 turnovers and the Cobbers had 7. So the second half is now underway. Cobbers with the ball on the alternate possession and attacking left to right. They go inside for Sarah Spears. Tried to drop it down low. And a traveling violation, Sarah Spears, as she took an extra step. So the Gusties will have the ball, trailing it by 9 at 37-28. They had a little momentum on their side, heading into the locker room, outscoring the Cobbers 6-2 in the last minute and a half. Off to the far side, Laura Haugen brings it back out on top, and it's stolen by Sarah Spears. She will go all the way down and has the layup. And the Cobbers regain double figure lead now at 39-28. Back up court, Trisha Liu. Spears with a basket gives her 7 on the day. Here's the shot up and good by Trisha Niebuhr. Niebuhr now has 7. And the teams exchange baskets. It's back to a 9-point Cobber lead at 39-30. We're in the first minute of play in the second half. Round to the far side. Here's the ball deflected down and stolen. Cobbers on the turnover. Back up court, Kerry Willis takes it to the corner, then brings it back out. Drops it underneath. Etzel pounds it up to the glass. Miss. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Sarah Jacobson. Concordia playing the second half without Brandy Myers, who twisted, could have been an ankle, could have been a knee. We haven't been given official notice on that, but is still being tended to in the locker room and apparently will not play in the second half. Out comes Trisha Liu, drops it inside for Niebuhr to the left hand and 2 more. Niebuhr, strong move inside, brings it to a 7-point game at 39-32. Cobbers go back inside for Sarah Spears. She'll twist one down the line. Tried to underhand it up, and it comes away short. Rebound, tipped up court for Kerry Willis. along the near corner. Back out on top. Niebuhr lines it up quickly. This one won't go. Rebound tipped down to Sarah Spears, and she heads up court. Five rebounds in the first half for Sarah Spears. Two already to start the second half. She had 18 against Bethel in the season finale. Out on top, Mandy Bergren. Off to the far side. And Loesch, then to Wilberts, way out on top. Back onto the near side for Bergren. Steps back, has the range, it hits the iron. Three try missing. Jacobson rebound short. Try it again. This time it's held up. Sarah Jacobson got her own rebound, was held. Alternate possession gives the ball to Gustavus. And Laura Haugen will handle it up court. We're in the first 2 minutes of play here in the second half. The Gusties have brought the game within seven and are in the front court. Here's Tricia Liu from between the circles into the high post for Niebuhr. Works it back out. Haugen on the drive. Tried to scoop one up. Katrina Wilberts caught up with her and picks up the foul. And for Wilberts, her second. The only player for either team in foul trouble is Concordia's Tricia Steinborn. She picked up three in the first half. At the line, Laura Haugen. 3 for 4 in the first half. Having one of her better performances, has 9 points, and now goes to double figures as she makes the free throw good. And so the Gusties back at the line, and the shot this time is short. Rebound tipped away by Katrina Wilberts. And the Commers head up court. Here's Sarah Jacobson heading in off to the far side. Gives it back now for Loesch. Back to the far side, Jacobson. Way back out on top for Wilberts. To Bergren, wants to drive, turns the corner. Bergren comes up, puts the shot away short. Rebound comes away to Tricia Liu. Here come the Gusties, down by 6 into the front court. Off to the far side, Haugen. Nearly had the ball tipped away, but picks it up, puts up the shot, won't go. Rebound comes right to Katrina Wilberts. Swings her way loose and hands it off to Sarah Jacobson. Lead pass to Bergren into the corner for Loesch, and the Cobbers set it up from there. Quick toss underneath, and Wilberts has the layup good. Steph Loesch out of the corner gets the assist. And Katrina Wilberts, with her first field goal, has 4 on the day. And it's back to an 8-point Concordia lead at 41-33. Here's a drive up, one step down the lane, and she traveled with it. That's a turnover. And with the break, Kelly Van Norman comes back into the Gusty lineup. While Casey Bosto and Tricia Steinborn come into the Concordia lineup. Mandy Bergen will toss it in. Steinborn will bring it up floor. Concordia holding an 8-point lead at 41-33. Out of the backcourt, Steinborn sprinting in. Comes off to the far side with a pass to Loesch. Then way back out on top for Spears. Around to the near corner. The look in by Steinborn. They'll wave it off. Trying to look inside. Possession clock running short, and there's nobody to give the ball off to. Steinborn just simply stood on the near side and held the ball. Couldn't find anybody to deliver the pass, and the Cobbers turn it over. So Gustavus maintains the intensity at which they started the game. A game that saw the first 10 minutes of the first half just 2 points apart at 22-20. But then the Cobbers eased their way to a double-figure lead before the end of the first half. Here's Steph Loesch on a reach-in to pick up the foul. But the Gusties have held the Cobbers to just 2 field goals here early and have prevented the Cobbers on a couple of other opportunities from getting looks inside. They have created turnovers. And the Gusties now have the ball in play from side court. Here's the bouncer in, up to Tricia Liu. She'll work against Steinborn. Works it out to the far right side for Haugen. Back out on top. A quick swing pass inside for Niebuhr. She shoots quickly. Shot won't go. Rebound pulled away by Haugen. Then tapped out of bounds by Haugen. And Concordia will put the ball in play. Early part of the second half. Still over 16 minutes to go in this one. Back up court comes Tricia Steinborn. To the top of the lane. Gives it out for Sarah Jacobson. Back out on top. Spears, near side, Steinborn saves it from going out of bounds. Brings it back out for Spears. Around the perimeter, then drops it inside. Jacobson goes to the left hand, comes up short, gets her own rebound, pounds it back up. This time she traveled. And that is Concordia's 4th turnover. And so Gustavus will have it once again, down by 8 Here's the pass in. Kerry Willis will wait for the backcourt to clear, and she'll bring it up one-on-one against Steph Loesch. Around to the near side, Willis gives it off to Haugen. Drives down, gets the screen, kicks it out to Willis. Brings it back into the paint. Nearly traveled with it. Brings it off her hip, delivers the pass. Shot by Van Norman, missed. Gives it back to Haugen, lines it up, and she misses. Rebound tapped out of bounds, back to Gustavus. Somehow Casey Basta was managed to tip the ball away from Kelly Van Norman. And the ball will be brought in play by Gustavus. Claire Mielke will check in. And Mielke will handle the ball in play. Both teams with four seniors. Here's the pass inside for Niebuhr. Quick turnaround, hard off the glass, dancing on the rim, drops away. Haugen picks it up, swings it off the glass, and again it won't go. So neither team managing to find the range here to start the second half. Both teams have been frustrated from in close. Here's Sarah Jacobson out of the corner, then drives to the baseline, gets loose, tries a reverse spin, one up. It's tapped out of bounds, back to Concordia. Trisha Niebuhr at 6'4 and a senior. Heidi Kaufman off the bench at 5'8 and a senior. Jessica Hogan hasn't played yet tonight at 5'7 and a senior. And Trisha Liu at 5'3, the senior playmaking guard for the Gusties. Out of the far corner, there's a pass inside for Casey Basto. Quick release for two. Casey Basto angling her way up for the field goal on a glance in. Gives the Converse a 10-point lead at 43-33. Basto now has eight. Back up court, Haugen. To the near side, Liu. Lobs it inside for Niebuhr. Back out on the line. Two-point try. Up and good for Trisha Liu. Liu now with five of the day, and it's 43-35. Concordia's Steph Loesch launches. Three-try missing. Rebound deep. Pulled in by Trisha Liu. Here come the Gusties on the run to midcourt. Hark it out to the far side for Claire Mielke. Just over 14 minutes to go. Out of the corner. Inside and out of Van Norman. Delivers it back out. Mielke works it back inside to Van Norman. Big jump step in the lane. Puts it on the rim. It rolls and drops in. Kelly Van Norman with her first two. And it's 43-37. Gusties had come within six. Out to the far side. Steph Loesch. Back out on top. Big collision in the paint. Kelly Van Norman running over Trish Steinborn. And Van Norman picks up the foul. That's her first. Ball will be put in play from side court by Sarah Jacobson with 13:47 to go. Concordia still holding the lead at 43-37, but led at 9 at half. Off to the near corner for Loesch. Looking in, holding. Brings it back out on top to Sarah Spears. Here's Steinborn letting loose. A three-try missing. Rebound tipped to the corner. Picked up by Sarah Spears. Covers have it back. Steinborn back out on top. Here's Jacobson with the dribble. Back to the near side for Loesch. Out of the corner looking. Back out on top for Spears. Fakes right, drives left, gets a screen, puts a shot up, sailed all the way out of bounds. But it was deflected. And Cordy will put it into play. Steinborn will trigger it in. Sandberg is back into the Gustavus lineup. Looking for the pass in. Here's the lob in, hauled in by Sarah Jacobson as she reached over Hogan. Jacobson moving, drops it inside for Casey Basto. 7 seconds to shoot. Gets loose underneath. Ball deflected away. Picked up by Kate Sandberg. Covers turn it over. And the Gusties have it. Down by six. Driving all the way down, Van Norman gets loose. Layup try missing. Rebound pulled in by Sarah Jacobson. Out of the backcourt, here comes Trisha Steinborn. Working one-on-one with Sandberg. Off to the far side, Jacobson. Inside the key, Sarah Spears. With the dribble, off to the near side, Steinborn. Back out on top for Loesch. Swings the pass inside for Basto, moving her way down low and puts it in. Casey Basto with 10. Big basket for the Combers, and they take back an 8-point lead at 45-37. Sandvig comes back up court. Off to Haugen. She gets the drive to the baseline. Stops short. Shot to the rim. May have been deflected on the way up. It comes loose to the floor. Sandvig traces it down in the corner. brings it back out to Claire Mielke out on top. Mielke works it back to Kate Sandvig. Right in front of her own bench. Sandvig looking. Delivers back out now to Laura Haugen. Picks up her dribble and comes all the way around to the near side to Van Norman. Gives it out to Sandvig. Draws the double team. Van Norman goes inside to Niebuhr, then back outside. Van Norman's long try won't go. Rebound wrestled loose by Sarah Jacobson. Leans the pass up court for Tricia Steinborn. Lobs it all the way underneath. Backing her way in. The shot this time won't go from Basto. Comes to the floor. Sandvig. Then on the backside, Steph Loesch reaches in and picks up the foul. Loesch with her third. And the Cobbers now with two players on the floor with three fouls each. Tricia Steinborn and Steph Loesch. At the baseline, Laura Haugen will put it in play. Looking in for Sandvig. She breaks loose and takes the pass. Sandvig working in now against Mandy Bergman at midcourt. Gustavus down by 8 with 11 and a half to go. Kelly Etzel finds Mielke at the back door. Put the dribble on the floor, got tangled up, and brings it back outside the arc. Now to Sandvig. Quick toss inside. Etzel turns, shoots quickly around Katrina Wilberts. Comes up short on the shot. Loose ball picked off the floor by Sarah Jacobson. Now into the front court. Mandy Bergman outside the arc. Goes all the way over the top to Tricia Steinborn. Back out on top between the circles. Back to Steinborn far side. Wilbert saves it from going out of bounds, but threw it right back into the Gusties, who were there waiting. And the Cobbers have another turnover. Long pass up, taken back by Sarah Spears. She'll head to front court. Gives it off to Bergman. Stops short, fades. Too hard off the glass. Rebound, Haugen. Taken back by the Gusties. And back and forth we go, and not accomplishing much. Here's Mandy Bergman, too tight on the defense, picking up the foul. Mandy Bergman has picked up her first, and we're soon... although we've got a couple to go yet, soon approaching that foul situation that would give Gustavus free throws. Right now, Sarah Sipek and staff are talking about it. They've taken a timeout. That stops play. 10:46 to go on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. Concordia 45 and Gustavus 37. Come back onto the floor. Winner of this game will move on to the conference semifinal matchup. St. Mary's and St. Ben's playing tonight at St. Ben's. The winner of that game will also move on. St. Thomas and Carleton are awaiting the winners. And Gustavus couldn't get the ball inside, forced to take a timeout. That stops play. Still with 10:46 to go. We've got a timeout at the Copperfield House. It's Concordia 45 and Gustavus 37. Kate Sandvig on a drive. Shot blocked by Katrina Wilbert. She sails out of bounds as the ball comes to her. And so the Gusties now at the baseline, trailing by 8, put it in with 10 and a half minutes to go. Tomorrow night's men's action will get underway. Both St. John's and Gustavus drawing byes in the first round. Bethel playing Augsburg, and Concordia will make the trip to St. Thomas to take on the Tommies at 7:30 tomorrow night. That's in the first round of men's play. This is first round of women's action, and the winner here again will play on Wednesday. And the Cobbers semifinal game will have, the men's semifinal action will come up on Thursday. Kelly Van Norman has just picked up a wraparound foul as she battled Sarah Spears for position. And for Van Norman, her second, both here in the second half. Tricia Liu has taken just a quick breather and she's back onto the floor replacing Sandvig. Van Norman also taking a rest now as Tricia Niebuhr comes in. Gusties with full court pressure. Here's the pass in. Mandy Bergman will bring it into the front court. Lobs it off to the far side. Steph Loesch looking. Back out on top now. And around to the near side for Bergman. Going inside, Jacobson whistles the pass underneath for Wilberts. And then back out for Loesch. Back out on top to Bergman. To the near side, Jacobson. Shot clock at 10. Jacobson takes it down, gives it off underneath. It's deflected out of bounds to Concordia, and they'll put it in play with 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Mandy Bergman will look it in. The Cobbers have players from corner to corner. At the baseline, the pass comes in for Wilberts on the inbound play. She leans it in. Katrina Wilberts now with 6. Mandy Bergman will get the assist on the inbound play. And the Cobbers back to a 10-point lead now with 10 minutes to go at 47-37. Here's Niebuhr. Inside the arc, off to the near side, Lou. Working on Berggren. Still on the arc, drops it inside for Niebuhr. Sarah Spears reaching in from behind, picking up the foul, her third. So Spears becomes the third Concordia player with three fouls. That is the fifth team foul against the Cobbers. Gustavus has two fouls here in the second half. Here's the bouncer in for Lou. Berggren on her quickly. Here's the hook pass in, deflected down, picked up by Wilberts. Cobbers create the turnover. Give it out for Sarah Jacobson, and she'll lean one into the front court. Down low it goes. Sarah Spears trying to back her way in, draws the foul and will go to the line. Sarah Spears inside, tried to back her way again. Inside against Trisha Niebuhr, draws the foul from Kelly Etzel, who tried to help out. Etzel has her second, and Sarah Spears is at the line. Right-hander puts it up. It spins off the backside. No good. Spears at 73% has shot more free throws than any other Concordia player and more than any other player on the floor here tonight. A misses a second time. Rebound tipped into the floor and picked up by the Gusties. Trisha Lou heads up court. Between the circles, Lou works it into the top of the lane. Here's Carrie Willis. Goes down low and it's tapped away by Katrina Wilberts. A steal by the Cobbers. Come up court with a 10-point lead. Around the perimeter, far side now for Loesch. Drops it down low, back out on top. Spears looking in from the top of the key. Lobs it inside for Jacobson. Quick outlet pass for Berggren. Left alone. Shoots the three. Caught some iron. Rebound tipped down to Spears. She pulls it loose and hands it off. Here's Berggren. Cobbers retain possession, bringing it to the near side. Berggren way back out on top now for Loesch. Quick toss in for Spears on the arc. Drops it inside for Jacobson. Quick shot to the rim. Won't go. And Katrina Wilberts tried to reach in and tap it loose and picks up the foul. Wilberts with her third. And so now Concordia has four players with three fouls each. Fausto will check in and replace Spears. 8:48 to go. 47-37. Scoring in the second half has been limited. Out of the backcourt comes Kerry Willis. Stepping across now against Loesch. Willis bounces it off to the far side. Drops it down low for Niebuhr. It's tapped from behind by Casey Basto and picked off. Heads up court. Katrina Wilberts chases it down at the baseline. Out on top to Berggren. Quick toss inside for Basto. Leans it back out to Berggren, and they work it around the perimeter. Jacobson from the far side. Now to Basto in the lane. One dribble, gives it back to Jacobson. She'll bring it down the lane. Works loose, tries to muscle her way up and travel. Sarah Jacobson working into trouble. Couldn't avoid the extra step. And with 8:12 to go, Sarah Spears comes back into the Cobber lineup after a short rest, replacing Katrina Wilberts. Trisha Steinborn also in the lineup now for Concordia as the pass comes in to Trisha Niebuhr of Gustavus. Along the far side for Laura Haugen. She'll take it all the way to the corner. Stops short, shuffling loose, puts the shot up and rattles it in. Laura Haugen now with 12. Leads all scorers and it's 47-39. She's been averaging 7 a game. Here's a lob pass to the far side. Steinborn from there. Back out on top. Casey Basto, near side for Berggren. Bounced it in for Spears. Wrestling her way loose. Gives it off. Basto. And took an extra step. Cobbers, despite going against players much taller, still trying to work the ball inside. On occasion have been successful, but it seems more often in the second half are turning the ball over with travels as they try to maneuver around the taller players. Here's Kerry Willis between two defenders, working loose, and then the reach-in, ball tied up and held. Steph Loesch reached in to tie it up. And Concordia will have it on the alternate possession. Timeout has been taken, stopping play with 7:25 to go on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. It's Concordia 47 and Gustavus 39. Mandy Berggren all tangled up, caught, wrestled to the floor and fouled by Kerry Willis. Willis with her second. Gustavus has six players with two fouls each, but nobody with three, while Concordia has four players with three fouls each. Pass comes in for Mandy Bergren. Off to Basto. Gives it off for Tricia Steinborn. Back on the near side. Give and go, and it went out of bounds. But Carrie Willis, going after the steal, deflected it out. And Steph Loesch will put it in play. 7:07 to go in regulation. 47-39, Concordia leading it. Pass comes in. And a reach in, tap foul. This time to Carrie Willis. That's her third. First Gusty player with a third foul. Regardless of who wins this game, they'll be on the road. Either Concordia or Gustavus will travel to St. Thomas or St. Ben's. Out of the near corner. Here's the bouncer in for Sarah Spears. Working one-on-one against Niebuhr. Gets loose. Tries the reverse spin. Comes up short. Chases it down. Keeps it alive. Gives it to Basto. She'll go to the line. Casey Basto and Sarah Spears teaming up underneath. Casey Basto will shoot twice with the foul. Kelly Etzel has picked up her third. Casey Basto at the line. 2 for 4 in the first half and shooting twice. Right-hander makes it good. Sarah Jacobson back in the lineup now. Basto at the line with 11 tonight. Settling in, Basto's free throw on its way. Good. Basto leads Concordia scoring with 12. And the Cobbers are back to a 10-point lead at 49-39. They led by 9 at the half. Around the perimeter, Kerry Willis drops it for Tricia Niebuhr. Way cross-court pass, Lou. Then down low, Haugen. Back out to Lou. Sprinting it back inside. Niebuhr turns, shoots it good. Tricia Niebuhr now with 11, and it's 49-41. Concordia back up court with an 8-point lead and 6.5 to play. To the top of the lane. Here's Sarah Spears. Works it around. Steinborn looks in, goes back out on top, quickly reversing to Jacobson. Bouncer in for Sarah Spears. Gives it off to Jacobson up the line. She'll go to the line. On the drive, Etzel and Niebuhr drop down and block the shot, but the foul is called on Tricia Niebuhr, and that's her third. Sarah Jacobson steps to the line. A field goal in the first half. 2 points. On the season, 68% from the line. Senior from Fargo, Shanley, puts the shot up. It's in, it's out, it's no good. Cobbers were just 10 of 15 from the line in the first half. And are 2 for 5 here in the second half. Sarah Jacobson back at the line. A deep breath for Jacobson. And the free throw on its way, good this time. It gives her 3 on the night. And Concordia back to a 9-point lead at 50-41. 6 minutes to go. Driving all the way up court. Fading back, shot on the rim. It spins, it rolls, and it drops in. Laura Haugen with game high 14. And it's 50-43. Cobbers back up court. Now less than 6 minutes to go. Sarah Jacobson out between the circles. Out to the far side, Tricia Steinborn. Into the top of the lane. Cobbers using most of the shot clock on each possession. Drop it in now for Spears. Gets a step, gives it out. Basto on the rim. It kicked out. She was right there and had the ball halfway down before it kicked back out. Casey Basto was at the line shooting free throws with the foul inside on Tricia Niebuhr. And she is the first player for either team to pick up a fourth foul. Niebuhr now with 4. And Casey Basto goes to the line. Right-hander puts this one up. It's good. 13 on the night for Casey Basto. Cobbers are back to an 8-point lead. Officials with some discussion alongside court, and now we'll test the way it matches up if St. Ben's holds that lead against St. Mary's. The lowest winning seed will go to St. Thomas on Wednesday night. 5:25 to go. 52-43, Casey Basto, and now back up court. The Gusties with a three-pointer from Tricia Liu, and she has 8. 52-46. Tricia Steinborn on the near side. Back out on top. Gives it away. Jacobson back out to the near side. Deep into the shot clock. To Steph Loesch. Turning the corner. Angling one up. Hits the iron. Rebound Basto. Muscles it back out to Steinborn. They'll start it over. Steinborn works it out far side for Sarah Jacobson. Back out on top for Sarah Spears. Back to Steinborn. Then the pick out on top. Give and go pass inside for Jacobson. Works it back out to Spears, and it's picked off. Kerry Willis was there waiting and took it away. Back up court for Tricia Liu. Inside neighbor puts it up too hard. Rebound Sarah Spears. Is fouled this time, and she'll go to the other end and shoot free throws. It'll be a one-on-one situation for Sarah Spears after the foul on Tricia Liu. For Liu, her second. And that stops play with 4:19 to go, and the free throw line becomes very important now down the stretch. Spears will step in and shoot free throws. On the night, Spears 1 of 3 from the line. And the free throw is good for Spears. Spears now with 8. Lining up her second free throw, good. Spears now with 9. And Concordia an 8-point lead at 54-46. Haugen comes across midcourt, works it off to the far side for Liu. Did a little head fake on the 3 try. Jacobson nearly bit on it. Liu brings it back out between the circles. Works it into the post. Van Norman brings it back out for Niebuhr. Quick toss to the baseline. Lining it up, Kerry Willis puts it up and down. Kerry Willis has her first 2 points, and it's 54-48. So the intensity and the meaningfulness of this game becoming apparent as the intensity picks up, and Casey Basto rattles one hard off the rim. Rebound tipped twice by Jacobson to keep it alive. Back out between the circles. Then the return to Sarah Jacobson. They spin it off the wheel. Jacobson goes into the high post for Sarah Spears. Hands it off to Mandy Berggren. Looking in from deep. 3:25 to go. 13 on the shot clock. Covers out of the near right corner. Back out on top for Spears. Fakes right, drives left, gives it off to Basto. Leans it up on the rim. Shot won't go. That'll reset the shot clock. And the ball is held on the rebound. Alternate possession to Concordia. Clock now at the 3:14 mark. And we'll resume play after this timeout. 3:14 to go on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. It's Concordia 54, Gustavus 48. And so the play begins with the bouncer in for Tricia Liu. Covers tight on the defense. Stolen away by Loesch, but thrown back into play and picked up by Haugen. Here come the Gusties, driving all the way down to the baseline. Haugen throws out to Niebuhr, and it's tipped loose to the corner where Liu is waiting. And the Gusties twice avoid turnovers and have their offense set. Still 11, now 9 seconds left on the shot clock. Out to Niebuhr. She lines it up quickly. Too hard on the shot. Etzel with the rebound. And it's tied up and knocked out of bounds, and a foul is called as well. Steph Loesch has picked up her 4th foul. She is the first Cobber player to go into jeopardy with 2:47 to go. That foul sends Kelly Etzel to the line. Has not scored in the second half after leading all scorers with 10 in the first half. And the free throw was good. 11 on the night for Etzel. Back at the line, shooting quickly. It's up, it's good. Kelly Etzel now with 12. Has brought it to a 4-point game at 54-50. 2:43 to go. Sarah Spears comes in. Heads off to the far side and picks up her dribble. Now the pass in for Casey Basto. Gives it off to Mandy Berggren, and she'll go to the line. Berggren on a pick and roll came up the lane hard. And a foul call will send Mandy Berggren to the free throw line. Tricia Liu has picked up her 3rd foul. The Cobbers are in the double bonus now the rest of the way. That was the 10th foul against the Gusties. And Berggren makes the first one good. Mandy Berggren back at the line. Second free throw also good. That gives her 7 tonight. And the Cobbers are back to a 6-point lead at 56-50 with 2.5 minutes to play. Haugen into the front court. Around the perimeter near side. Kerry Willis looking, driving, spinning, all the way down, layup, good! Kerry Willis on a drive, got around the corner, brings it back to a four-point game at 56-52. Mandy Bergeron comes into the front court. Out to the far side for Sarah Jacobson. Inside for Sarah Spears, and back outside to Jacobson. Looking in. Drops it in for Spears. Works her way down low. Kicks it off to the near side, and it's deflected out by Willis. Ball will be put in from side court by Concordia. There are just 11 seconds left on the shot clock. Less than 2 minutes to play on the game clock. Sarah Jacobson will put it in with a 56-52 lead. Here's Mandy Bergeron out to Steph Loesch. Back on the near side. Drops it inside for Spears. One step down the lane. Shot rattles and drops. Sarah Spears now with 11 with her patented jump left hook. It's 58-52. And a two-pointer out of the corner for Gustavus. Makes it 58-54. 1:35 to go. Back outside. Here's Mandy Bergeron to the near side. Steph Loesch looking in. Finds Spears out on top. Works it off to the far side. Mandy Bergeron goes in for Jacobson. Kicks it back out. Spears is open free throw. Line shot is good. Spears now with 13. And the Cowboys take back a six-point lead with 1:12 to go. Trisha Liu into the front court. Liu angling to Kerry Willis. Gives it away out on top for Niebuhr. Haugen inside for Etzel. Turns, shoots, puts it on the rim, miss. Rebound pulled in by Steph Loesch. Across midcourt, Loesch to Spears. Back to Loesch near side. Kicks it way back out on top. Cobbers more concerned about the clock. Here's Jacobson, who takes a bump by freshman Laura Haugen. And Haugen has picked up her third foul. And the Gusties will take a timeout. That stops play. There are 44 seconds remaining on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. It's Concordia 60 and Gustavus 54. Send Sarah Jacobson to the line. That foul on Haugen was her third. Jacobson's free throw was no good. A conversion of either of these free throws would make it a three-possession game. Back at the line, Sarah Jacobson leans down. The free throw spins out. It is no good. Jacobson missing twice, and the Gusties come up court. Haugen steps inside the arc. It's on the rim short. Gets her own rebound. Pushes it back up short. Niebuhr follows. Long. Rebound tipped. Etzel picks it up. Out on top to Kerry Willis. She'll work it around the perimeter. There is 1 second between the game clock and the shot clock, and Niebuhr drains a 10-footer. 60-56. Mandy Bergeron will go to the line as Trisha Niebuhr reaches in. Mandy Bergeron was ready to turn the corner and drive uncontested for the basket. Niebuhr had to stop it somehow, and she picks up the foul, sending Mandy Bergeron to the line. Two shots coming for Bergeron. It's on its way. It's off the backside. It is no good. So the Cobbers down the stretch have now missed three straight free throws. Bergeron settling in. The deep bend on the free throw this time is good. Bergeron makes one of two. 61-56. 18 seconds to go. Two threes would give Gustavus the lead. Here's the lineup inside the arc. Drops it inside. Then back to Niebuhr. 17-footer too hard. Rebound tipped down to Haugen. She'll shoot quickly. Comes away short. Etzel with the rebound back in. Etzel with 14, but there are only 3 seconds to go. Pass deflected down, kept alive, and the Cobbers hold on to win. What a wild and woolly finish tonight from the Cobber Fieldhouse. Final score on the Red River Valley Sports Medicine Institute scoreboard. Concordia 61, Gustavus 58. A wild, frantic finish to this one tonight. And before the Cobbers able to hold off the on-surging Gusties and come up with the win, 61-58 is the final. Cobbers led by 9 at the half, 37-28, and were never really able to muster more than a 10-point lead at one time in the second half when they led it 49-39. Gusties got as close as 4 at 54-50 and again at 58-54 before closing the scoring with a basket And it was 61-58 the final. Mickey Haller's Gusties with a big effort tonight on the road at Concordia, but finished the season at 14-11 and close out MIAC play at 11-11. That includes this playoff game. The regular season was 11-10. Trisha Liu finished the night with 8. Kerry Willis with 4. Kate Sandvig with 1. Kelly Van Norman with 2. 3 players in double figures. Trisha Niebuhr finishing with 13. Kelly Etzel with 14. And the game's leading scorer, Laura Haugen, finishing with 16. Final game for 4 seniors, Trisha Niebuhr, Heidi Kaufman, Jessica Hogan, and Trisha Liu for the Gusties. The Cobbers with the win now will be at St. Thomas on Wednesday night for a 7:30 game against the Tommies. The Cobbers scoring tonight, Brandy Myers finishing the night with 6 on 2 3-pointers in the first half. She was injured with about 3 minutes to go at halftime and then did not play the rest of the way. Just before the game ended, Brandy Myers did come up, still in uniform, but with a heavily bandaged right leg. And do not know the extent of the injury to Brandy Myers. Trisha Steinborn finishing with 1. Sarah Jacobson with 3. Mandy Bergman finishing with 8. Steph Loesch had all 10 of hers in the first half. Katrina Wilberts finished with 6. Cobbers had 2 players in double figures. Sarah Spears with 13 and Casey Bosto with 14. Cobbers had 5 three-pointers all in the first half and went 20 for 31 from the free throw line. Cobbers now 19-6 overall, and their MIAC record, if you include postseason play, goes to 17-5. A highlight of the game, Brandy Myers, despite getting hurt with 2 three-pointers, has claimed the advantage now in the MIAC three-point shooting race for all time. She eclipses Kathy Johnson's mark, a former Cobber player, now with 164 three-pointers for Brandy Myers. Cobbers will continue their season Wednesday at St. Thomas at 7:30. The Cobber men will continue their season also tomorrow night at 7:30 at St. Thomas. The Gusty men are waiting to see how those games will turn out before they determine whom they will play on Thursday. I'm Larry Knutson, thanking you for being with us on Star 1660, KQWB, West Fargo, Fargo, and on KRBI St. Peter. Our final score tonight in MIAC Conference playoff action. In women's division, Concordia 61, Gustavus 58.